going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are we making a mistake passing on Abdul Carter? Because I think we're going to make this really complicated because it's the draft and it's part of it's a television show, let's be honest. But I also think that we're going to try to simplify this, and I say, hey, let's just take Travis Hunter and move on. Or if you want to trade down, I'll trade down. We hear about the Jaguars wanting to move in. Ian Rappaport, he was on NFL Network last night. The rumors are crazy, by the way. I should read the rumors that came out just yesterday. Ian Rappaport, he was on NFL Network. He said that the Jaguars could be trying to move up number two.
My understanding is, at least in the realm of conversation, is the Jacksonville Jaguars going from 5 to 2. The Cleveland Browns have number 2. I think a lot of people believe they would take Travis Hunter at number 2, play him in receiver, sprinkle him in at corner a little bit. But what if the Jaguars go from 5 to 2 and trade up for him? It would cost a lot. And it would be a big, bright, shiny object in Jacksonville. Let the Cleveland Browns collect some picks, continue to build their team. At least those conversations are expected to go on as we get closer to tomorrow night.
All right, so Tony Khan might call us up and offer us the Beverly Brothers. Or maybe the Legion of Doom. Well, wait a minute, that's WWE. I don't know who he's going to offer us to try to get to the number 2 pick. Would you be willing? I think you'd be willing to deal.
I've said that. I told you like a few weeks ago that I'm scared what it means for me, that I'm willing to be this, I guess it would be considered conservative, although you know, getting the draft capital that they've given up over the last few years to do it in this draft, I think would be a true testament to the front office, right? Because yeah, they didn't end up trading Myles Garrett when we thought that was going to be the way that they recoup all that they've lost over the years to try to rebuild a football team, which is, you know, what I've said all along, like that's going to be the task of this front office because of the talent drain that they've had over the years, which has got them in a scenario where you saw it come to a head last year. 4 wins, and obviously Vegas doesn't think you're very good either.
3 wins.
3 wins, yeah. Vegas doesn't even know if you'll win 4 games this year. So how do you do that? You recoup draft picks, but this was going to be a tough draft to do it because this was universally considered a down draft. And up until 2 weeks ago, where it seems like they're trying to make it seem like all these teams want to trade up in a down draft. Really? I think it's probably quite the opposite, where it's probably teams wanting to trade down. And so I found it very interesting when I look at, I'm on one of the betting trackers, Travis Hunter, minus 1200 to go second overall. And I found that to be very, very interesting.
There's good odds for Travis Hunter.
It's incredible odds.
Why do you find it interesting?
Because all I've heard is that nobody is better at playing the game of deception than the Browns. Yet, Vegas seems to know who you're taking.
Oh, I have several people.
So how is that Vegas would know who you're taking when the whole point of this entire endeavor leading up to the draft is to throw people off the scent?
Isn't it more common sense? Is he not the best overall prospect that's not a quarterback? Yes. So if he's the best overall quarterback that's not a quarterback, or he's the best overall prospect that's not a quarterback.
A month ago, I was told it was an even playing field. It was Abdul Carter and it was Travis Hunter. What happened?
I think that they people looked at the Browns' offense and looked at the stats and say they got to do something offensively. Because and plus he can help out on defense. And if he's the best overall prospect, like Abdul Carter is the best overall pass rusher. But if we're looking at the best overall prospect here, and I'm a team that needs talent, I don't think he's a luxury the way that other people have said it. I think he's a necessity. You need players like that.
Yeah, I mean they have a bunch of necessities. So that's probably just because normally bad teams just taking a wide receiver is not the quickest path to getting good. Normally, it's fortifying the lines, right?
Yeah.
After quarterback, it's normally fortifying defensive line, offensive line. Now, maybe you feel like, well, behind Myles Garrett, you can fortify the defensive line with just about anybody. So I understand that approach. Offensive line, yeah, man, they got a lot of question marks, you know, that they have to try to figure out over the next 2 years because you're going to be without Wyatt Teller, you're going to be without Conklin, you're going to be without Petonio. You know, we don't know what we are at right now at left tackle. DeJuan Jones seems to be a hope right now. When we've seen him play, he's played really well. He's also one of the heaviest guys in the league, and he's had two season-ending injuries. Like, there are concerns there. Normally, fortifying the lines is what a bad team does to try to get better. So, taking a flashy wide receiver.
Yeah, I'd love to build inside out.
But is this a draft that, you know, you've been on it all along, Kenny?
No, unless,
I defer to you on the offensive line stuff.
Well, because you look at a team like Jacksonville. Jacksonville makes sense. One, because they right now are a team that had – they're a weird situation down there. Let me say this. Because I make the Tony Khan jokes. I don't know how much power the guy has. I know that there's plenty of people who are in the NFL and go, this guy's nuts. I don't know what the hell you're doing. And yes, he does run wrestling. So it's a odd situation for it. I mean, the guy was wearing a neck brace last year to kayfabe getting his neck broken.
So it's pretty funny.
Yes. I mean, it is a show.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So what are you going to do? If anybody's going to move up, I think it could be them. And it makes sense because it's the Jaguars, and there's a little bit of crazy down there. And it makes sense because they have Trevor Lawrence, and they are desperately trying to make sure that this doesn't turn into what happened while he was there. And so if you go out and you get Travis Hunter, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think Mason Graham makes a lot of sense for them. But again, it's the Jaguars. So if they want to go ahead and make a quote-unquote godfather offer the way that people were using that term yesterday, go right on ahead and make that offer because I can still make my football team better. I can take Armon Membo and make myself a good offensive line again. I can go ahead and take Will Campbell later on, depending on how far back do you actually want to go. If you always wanted to go to five, fine. You can take, as you said, Mason Graham, because I think Mason Graham is going to be a solid defensive tackle. Pro Bowls don't mean anything, but he could be second team all pro and could be a very fine football player for you for a decade. There's not many things that I would go, this is nonsensical, other than certain quarterbacks and things like that. So there are possibilities. I'm not just saying you have to take Travis Hunter no matter what. So many people have sent us the memes of draft day. I don't think you have to just take Travis Hunter no matter what. I'm willing to, as you say, move back. I'm willing to move back a little bit because it's not quarterback no matter what now. I'm willing to move back if you want to. And if you want to move back with the Jags, fine. We'll go ahead and move back with the Jags because there's things that make sense. But if we're going to stay where we're at, yeah, take Travis Hunter. Let's not make this hard. You should have a decent enough defense. Isaiah McGuire is supposed to be progressing. He'll never be as good as what Abdul Carter is supposed to be. Yeah. Let's be serious here. But you know what? I have a general manager who doesn't have a great track record as it is to being able to draft guys. I know his track record is better taking defensive players a little bit later on than it is taking wide receivers a little bit later on. And I got a guy who can play both offense and defense. Then we got to figure out how much more we're going to have him play.
It is funny to me, though, that the people that they like to throw one phrase after.
If you're going to say that word again.
Well, no. The phrase that I hear all the time, and it's not just this year, and it's not just Browns fans, but I hear it in basketball, I hear it in football, anytime there's a draft, it is, come on, keep it simple. Like, don't overthink it. And then it's take whatever guy they want. Which, I was hearing that for Abdul Carter a month ago. Now, I'm hearing the same phrase for Travis Hunter.
I don't think it was ever simple. You didn't hear it from me. I don't think it was ever simple for Travis Hunter. Or for Abdul Carter. I don't think it was ever simple there. I mean, he's a pass rusher. He's good. But there are medicals that we are worried about. There's also, what are you going to do? Your defense still, it wasn't just terrible. Your defense was put in a bad position by one of the worst offenses,
sure,
by the numbers we've ever seen in the history of professional football, or at least in the history of the Cleveland
Browns.
Wasn't
that really just, that was quarterback play more than anything,
okay,
wasn't
so
it?
If I have some decent, competent quarterback play, and I should have something here now, then it should be that much better with a guy like Travis Hunter. Hopefully we still got to get a running back.
Oh, you don't think? I thought you were going to say just having Joe Flacco all year.
Yeah, Flacco being able to throw to Travis Hunter and Jerry Jeudy. Because I don't want to find myself, I don't trust Cedric Tillman, okay? I trust Jerry Jeudy. I trust David Njoku. All they'll do, and we did this before with Brandon Whedon. They'll just, hey, you guys want to sit there and let Josh Gordon get 1,300 yards or 1,600 yards in a season? Fine, you're still going to win four games. We had Jordan Cameron on that team, right? Jordan Cameron was a Pro Bowler on that team. You won four games. So you have to have another threat to take away somebody else. Travis Hunter is that threat. It's going to make Jerry Jeudy's life easier. It's going to make David Njoku's life easier. It's certainly going to make Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, quarterback X's life easier. It's not taking it. I don't think it's going to take you to the playoffs, but it's going to help you win more games. So if I'm taking a guy at number two, yeah, keep it simple. Just go step right up to the plate and take Travis Hunter. He's a nice, safe pick that still excites people. That still will sell jerseys. That still will get some people to want to go to football games. That still will get people to want to play with him on Madden. So it does all those things that you want to do. Plus, he's a fisherman, so he gets everybody. You can love him in Parma. You can love him in downtown Cleveland. He makes perfect sense. He makes perfect sense. So if the Jaguars want to offer me a first rounder for next year and some more, we'll talk. But if they're not going to come up with some crazy offer, yeah, I'm going to step up. I'm going to take Travis Hunter, and I'm going to be happy what I do with Travis Hunter. If you step back and you took like Tet McMillan or something like that, who can only play one way, then maybe we'll have ourselves a very spirited discussion in the morning. 216-474-0092. Is it as easy as taking Travis Hunter? Or are you one of these guys who say, hey, no, I don't think he's going to be a very good pro? Because remember, you got to have a lot of faith in Travis. And I'll say this, and this is even the thing that I have to think about. You have to have a lot of faith in Travis Hunter to overcome what may happen in a not-so-great Browns season. He has to be better than any possible dysfunction that we can see because he does play both sides. 216-474-0092. Is it as easy as taking Travis Hunter?